From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. The U.S. warns against Russian airstrikes in Syria. U.S. Defense Secretary Ashton Carter says Russian airstrikes in Syria Wednesday hit areas that probably did not contain Islamic State targets. He told reporters Russian intervention will only inflame the civil war.
Fighting ISIL without pursuing a parallel political transition only risks escalating the civil war in Syria, and with it, the very extremism and instability that Moscow claims to be concerned about and aspire to fighting. So this approach, that approach, is tantamount, as I said then, to pouring gasoline on the fire.
He says the U.S.-led coalition will continue to focus on the IS group despite Russia's request that U.S. aircraft not be used in the same airspace. U.S.-led airstrikes were conducted Wednesday over Aleppo. U.S. defense officials say the Russian airstrikes centered near the western city of Homs. The U.S. and Russian militaries expected to hold talks on ways to avoid any encounters in the air. Burkina Faso's interim president, Michel Kafando, Wednesday visited the captured barracks of the presidential guard in the capital, Ouagadougou, following his failed coup 2 weeks ago.
L'honneur est sauf pour notre vaillante armée nationale.
Mr. Kafando praised the army for an operation to retake the barracks and cause no casualties. He said the reputation of the army has been restored. Mr. Kafando's government says it's trying to convince coup leader General Gilbert Diendera to surrender a day after he sought refuge in the Vatican embassy. The guard launched the coup after the interim government barred supporters of former President Kompore from running an upcoming